Read the questions.
Example.
If we're going to give a party for a young child, there's decorations to buy and just, you know, food. And then especially with birthdays, it's traditional that you invite tons of kids,
right.
And we could spend a fortune doing that.
Right.
Extract number one.
Well, and part of modern grandparenting is being able to do your typical grandparenting things long distance using technology.
The reality is so many families don't live near their grandchildren.
Right.
And, you know, their kids have moved far away. You'll see it on social media, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right.
You can even send video messages nowadays, things like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Do a TikTok singing happy birthday to them.
Extract number two.
Have you ever heard of half birthdays? Technically, is that you celebrate the birthday and the half birthday. So if your kids live far from you, or if they have big, big plans, maybe you can talk to them and say, would you mind if we give them a half birthday party? Is that something that we can do? And only do it if you can afford to do it for all your grandchildren.
Right.
Extract number three.
This is a common question. How much should you spend on a grandchild's birthday? Of course, this really depends on how many grandchildren you have and what you can afford. And that's going to change over time. That's okay. You can still reduce the amount you're spending or what you're giving them. It's still going to be a really important thing, especially if you can still keep the amount of time. And let's face it, once you retire,
you have more time than money.
Yeah, right. We definitely have more time than money. Your grandchildren will certainly appreciate that time with you.
Yeah, they certainly will.
Extract number four.
People love surprise parties, but quite frankly, for grandma and grandpa, it's just not. I wouldn't recommend it.
No. And yeah, whatever you're doing, you definitely need to be communicating that with the parents and make sure it's okay with them and it fits into what they see as the best way to raise their child.
Exactly.
Extract number five.
Once the child gets old enough to make their own decisions about what their birthdays are going to look like or who's invited to their parties. Unfortunately, grandma and grandpa might not be the first persons on their list because they're thinking friends, friends, and friends. It's their choice. It's their birthday. It's their special day. Just accept it.
Now, listen again.
Example.
If we're going to give a party for a young child, there's decorations to buy and just, you know, food. And then, especially with birthdays, it's traditional that you invite tons of kids,
right.
And we could spend a fortune doing that.
Right.
Extract number one.
Well, and part of modern grandparenting is being able to do your typical grandparenting things long distance using technology.
The reality is so many families don't live near their grandchildren.
Right.
You know, their kids have moved far away. You'll see it on social media, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right.
You can even send video messages nowadays, things like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Do a TikTok singing happy birthday to them.
Extract number two.
Have you ever heard of half birthdays? Technically, is that you celebrate the birthday and the half birthday. So if your kids live far from you, or if they have big, big plans, maybe you can talk to them and say, would you mind if we give them a half birthday party? Is that something that we can do? And only do it if you can afford to do it for all your grandchildren. Right.
Extract number three.
This is a common question. How much should you spend on a grandchild's birthday? Of course, this really depends on how many grandchildren you have and what you can afford. And that's going to change over time. That's okay. You can still reduce the amount you're spending or what you're giving them. It's still going to be a really important thing, especially if you can still keep the amount of time. And let's face it, once you retire,
at least you have more time than money.
Yeah, right. We definitely have more time than money. Your grandchildren will certainly appreciate that time with you.
Yeah, they certainly will.
Extract number four.
People love surprise parties, but quite frankly, for grandma and grandpa, it's just not. I wouldn't recommend it.
No. And yeah, whatever you're doing, you definitely need to be communicating that with the parents and make sure it's okay with them and it fits into what they see as the best way to raise their child.
Exactly.
Extract number five.
Once the child gets old enough to make their own decisions about what their birthdays are going to look like or who's invited to their parties. Unfortunately, grandma and grandpa might not be the first persons on their list because they're thinking friends, friends, and friends. It's their choice. It's their birthday. It's their special day. Just accept it.
That is the end of part 2.